Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to another edition of Rural Routes, the program where we gather every day at this time, Monday through Friday anyway. And what we do when we gather is continue to address the issues between food producers and food consumers. Hank Vogler checking in yet another Monday. This is like pretty close to the last Monday of January, is it not? Is there one more?
I think there's one more.
30th, yeah. What's happening in North Spring Valley, Nevada?
Well, we got the brass monkey on the stove in a pot of water, I'll tell you.
I suppose you think you're cold.
Well, you know, really and truly, we've had lots of 20, 30 below zeros, at least below zero for 30 days every winter. And we're banging around six above, five below. So, no, it's not that bad. We got a pretty good snow in Spring Valley. When you get on over further towards Utah, it kind of gets a lot less, but it's still the best year we look heading in that we've had in years and years. So we'll take it.
I had 2 feet of snow on Wednesday.
That's what I understand. I was worried about you. That's a pile of snow all at once.
Yeah, but you know what? If you were ever going to say, if I'm going to get 2 foot of snow, how do you want it to come? That's exactly like it came. We've not had a normal wind, Nebraska wind for January. We've had some days at 20 mile an hour. That's nothing for us anymore. And it was so wet. It hasn't drifted. It's still laying where it was. I'm still moving snow, trying to get feed trucks in, trying to get stock loaded and out of here. But it's really just beautiful.
Yeah. Now I got a question for you. I see on the news that Sass, is that his name? He hung it up, went to some school and Ricketts is going to be the new man from Nebraska. Is he a pretty good hand?
Yes, he is. Ben Sass has resigned to be the president of the University of Florida. And on Thursday, almost 10 days ago, Governor Jim Pillen interviewed people, and he selected former Governor Ricketts to be the U.S. Senator for the state of Nebraska.
Wow.
And Sass was just elected in the 2020 election. So there will be 4 years left on Governor Ricketts' term, which I guess now we call him Senator Ricketts.
All right. Well, good luck. We need all the help we can get. You know, it's bad enough that the Democrats are against us, but it's sure awful to see the FBI and the Department of Justice and everything else. And they're certainly exposing what I've been screaming about a long time about the two tiers of justice, those for the insiders and those for the great unwashed.
Well, you know, for several years, I thought you may have been embellishing a bit when you said, go to DC, which stands for Desires Cash. As it turns out, there may not be much embellishment there.
Well, you know, what was it? Bankman Friedman or Friedman Bank or whatever his name was.
Yeah. He did our,
you know, and then they got Pinocchio Joe and his crime family that they're now calling them on the mainstream news. That's pretty wild, don't you think?
Yeah. It's all too calculated for me. I think it's been in the plan from day one.
Oh, yeah. They got to get rid of him because he's wanting to run again, and that'd be pretty embarrassing to say, no, we don't want him. So they're it's not the Republicans. It's his own party that's slitting his throat. Yes,
well,
sir.
What I still don't understand, Hank, is the Democrat National Party, they selected him. There were viable candidates that could have been a tolerable president, even though left-leaning, right?
Yeah.
And the Democratic National Party selected Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Who's surprised in what's happened? Nobody. So the only reason they selected him is they knew they were going to get rid of him because they have some other plan.
Well, this
I
is
mean, you can tell me the people
term.
voted, but the people did not vote in the primary for Joe Biden, and they certainly did vote in the general election for Joe Biden. The Democratic National Party selected Joe Biden to be the guy. Why? I don't know.
It's Obama's third term.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't give me a better idea and I'll go along with it. I mean, I can't
But
figure
if
out.
that was the real story, then why wouldn't they just put a clamp on Biden and keep him around another term?
Well, because he's his son Hunter was not computer expert. His computer skills were lacking.
Hunter Biden makes Hank Vogler look like a computer genius. You won't find any of
Yeah,
his
he does.
real bills on his computer. At least he knows how to delete them.
Yeah, and somebody gets into my computer, they'd be hanging her up after about 5 minutes because there's nothing in it except stuff about sheep and cows.
Oh no, it's all those footnotes you wrote about the Department of Labor employees that's going to get you in trouble.
Yeah, I suppose, but I didn't take any footnotes. I just hung my head and said, "Yowza, boss. If that's not going to make any difference, I think my ship's coming in. I'm going to check my genealogy, and if I, with a little luck, I'm headed to San Francisco to get my $5 million." So,
I think I know as much as I want to know about where you're going and what you're doing.
Well, if nothing else, I think we should all be able to claim discrimination. Reparation? Well, all the rest of us have been violated in one way or another. The Irish were put down as a bunch of half-wit leprechauns and drunkards when they dug the Erie Canal. Have you ever heard a Polish joke before? You know, I mean, the reparation deal goes to everybody because it's discrimination. The Chinese, they were in the mines when the mine played out. They would usually get the high grade, the mine, and then when it got kind of weak, well, then they'd hire Chinese folks to go in the mine, and they'd get what gold was left, and then they'd blow the door shut and leave them. I mean, there's everybody's been discriminated against. You can't just say that people, you know, there's 3,000 tribes in Africa. There's 2,000 languages. I mean, I'm telling you, it is a crock of male bovine fecal matter. And it should make every person who came here from Africa absolutely embarrassed.
You know, when you put it into context, the Polish folks might have the biggest burden to bear because they've been the butt of every joke for how many generations? I live in the Polish capital of Nebraska. You know, we have Polish days every June, Loop City.
Well, we used to have smorgasbord, Swedish smorgasbord for the Scandinavians every year. We have Cinco de Mayo. We celebrate the Chinese New Year's. This is the year of the rabbit. So, yeah, I mean, how much more division do we need? I mean, I can't believe anybody's going to pay $5 million plus debt relief and all the other things. But it's somebody came up with that. Those are the people that should be discriminated against. I mean, they're from another planet. I mean, there's no way they're, I mean, how could you ever come up with anything like that and expect it not to cause more prejudice than ever?
I don't know. On a light note, Nancy Pelosi announced that she was going to have an exorcist perform demon removal ceremony in her house. I hope she's home when it happens.
Well, yeah, that's going to say, you got to watch out for that kind of stuff, boy. I'll tell you what, the wrong person could get cooked, you know. And maybe if she'll get out of the House of Representatives, she can stay home and keep her eye on hubby. He has a lot of issues, it looks like to me. So.
I don't think she wants to keep an eye on anybody in her house. Rural route.
Oh, they didn't take they didn't take his hammer away from him.
We better go to a break and talk about sheep when we come back. We'll be back with more Hank Vogler on yet another Monday from north of Spring Valley, Nevada. Right off the bat today, I want to talk about the reliable source of energy. In particular, I'm talking about coal. Coal is available. Mack Warner, who is Secretary of State of West Virginia and the candidate for governor of West Virginia, he and I had a conversation on Friday about coal. It's just plentiful. It's a 500-year supply of energy. We've been lied to. We've been lied to about how it's bad for the environment. Here's what it's good for: keeping you warm, keeping energy flowing, and keeping manufacturing going, creating a hot shower for you. And the people at Lignite Energy Council make it possible for you to see the people behind the scenes. Lignite.com. Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Lewis alongside Hank Vogler. What's going on in the sheep market? Are the lambs coming up in price? You still own those lambs? Or are they still grazing in California? What's happening?
Well, they haven't, you know, not too long ago, for several years, if you sent a load of livestock to California, you send a load of hay and bet on the come that eventually it'd rain. Well, this time it rained. I assume it's drying out down there. There's no way they're going to get around all the grass that's going to be produced. They need some livestock, so that might help. We're getting closer to Easter. Easter always makes a bit of a difference. However, the import market gets zeroed in on it and makes a difference. But if you've got a slaughterhouse, I don't care if you're hanging up chickens. You've got to have blood on the floor. You got to keep them rolling, so somebody's got to buy it, and it's all based on gasoline. I know some people that fed their lambs in Utah, and they had almost a 15-cent discount because of freight. So, you know, I'm sure glad we shut off those pipelines. It sure won't affect the price of food. So, and then the good one. You know, I know I tease you guys about chickens, but how about the deals with the eggs coming out of Mexico? What, you know, people are going down there and buying eggs because they're cheaper. So, instead of looking for illegal aliens in the trunk, they're rolling these guys for a dozen eggs? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the egg thing's in trouble. I mean, they killed 38 million layers with their supposed avian influenza. In addition to that, you got California and now Colorado all talking about doing stupid things with rules on cage-free hens. And they don't. People who live in a cubicle should not be talking about designing animal handling guidelines. But at some point, Hank, the consumer has to be a part of the solution and say, you know, we're tired of these political games. Just let the farmer take care of the chickens. Let the farmer provide the food. We'll go to the store. We'll go to the farm and buy it instead of all these third-party audits and make sure you got this amount for that. And it's causing starvation and inflation in food, period.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, when everybody's at the country club, you know, playing canasta and croquet, trying to save the world, they're not the ones that have to pay for all this stuff. It's the poor people and the middle class. I mean, it's just nuts. Right now, I have been told by people who are in the know that even in California, you have a better chance of getting produce from, I mean, California was a produce capital of the world, and you have a better chance of getting produce that comes from South America, Central America, Mexico, anywhere but California, because it's gotten so restrictive. They've sold so much water to the cities, all the things that they're doing that are just basically, I say, anti-human being. I mean, it's like they're trying to starve people to death to make their perfect world. But the people that are making these rules, you're absolutely right. They're not the people that are going to suffer. They're the people in the cubicle. They're the people that are at the country club, you know, gossiping about Brad and Buffy. And you know, it's nuts. And until the people, you know, absolutely go into the streets or something, I don't know what they're going to do. But they can't do this forever, can they?
No. You know, we need to spend a little more time on this California water thing because they had whatever an atmospheric river is. And did you know that they are estimating that there was 10 years worth of water that fell on California in the last 2 weeks? I'm not just water for irrigation. 10 years worth of water that is used in the state of California. It wasn't captured. And what makes that really bad is in 2014, the California voters voted to spend $3 billion on a water reservoir program so that in case of big rains, which happens, it just happens in California, they could capture the water and have it. Hank, they had a 10-year supply of water landed in California and went to the ocean because they've not developed the water storage system.
Well, and when did they start developing it? My grandfather, Vogler, was down there. He was a lathe operator, and he knew how to handle a gas 60 and a gas 30 cat. And he was working on the Central Valley project. And this had to be before Roosevelt got elected, because that's what he wrote Grandma. He said, Roosevelt's a Bolshevik, but he's on a wet ticket. We can get a new start because we can sell liquor. And of course, Grandma was an Indian, so I don't know how that worked. It was already illegal before Prohibition came along in Washington State to sell a drink to an Indian. So, but that was his idea, and that was had to be in the early 30s. Roosevelt was elected in 32. So again, yeah. They have been working on it. And why did they start all those years ago? Gee, they've had droughts long before global warming. They've had droughts long before, you know, the electric car that we had to have and all those things. Because, I mean, it's just, I do not understand. I guess what did Hitler say? Don't tell a little lie, tell a big lie, tell it often enough, you'll get people to believe it. That's what we've got.
Yeah, true story. But when you have a ballot initiative that is passed, okay, this is the reason that we have an egg problem is because of Proposition 2 that was passed in 2008. It went into effect January 2015. Okay, so if that goes into effect right away, and in 2014, California voters vote to spend $3 billion, which you know that money went somewhere, and yet they have not spent it on the water storage development system. Why the hypocrisy? Why the difference? We put the chickens, put the consumer at peril for buying eggs from these chickens, but we didn't save the water so we could feed the chickens.
Well, yeah, but that's not what's important. It made everybody feel good. The money probably went to some union boss that is doing a study. I mean, look at, there's, you know where they're building this high-speed railroad? Out in the middle of the San Joaquin Valley.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they don't have anything going. They've spent billions of dollars on it, and it's never, I don't know that they'll ever completely build the darn thing. What's his name? Gruesome?
Gruesome, that's a good name.
Yes.
He's a cousin to Newsom.
Yeah, okay. And no doubt some kin to old Shifty Shift.
He's kin to the demon herself.
Oh yeah, I guess that's probably right. Why not? You know, there's no use messing up two or three different families. So well, yeah. But they had surpluses, huge surpluses. They got all that money in from the COVID thing. I mean, they have had their hand out in the cookie jar. And what in the world, if anything, should be investigated for going through a bunch of money. Who got the money?
Zelensky.
Probably. Yeah, there's a perfect example. It's a poor man's war and a rich man's fight, and they're making more rich men. So, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, what's the resignation of Jacinda Ardern going to mean for the sheep world?
Well, you're going to have to run that by me twice. I'm not sure who that is.
The prime minister, the other evil witch of the world, the prime minister of New Zealand, resigned on the spot. New Zealand sends a little bit of lamb over here.
Well, maybe they won't be able to send any more lamb. Maybe they're probably having a huge barbecue and celebration.
I got a feeling they are.
Yeah. So there's a lot of socialism in both Australia and New Zealand. Goes back to what was going on in Great Britain. I mean, they all are part of the Commonwealth, and just like, you know, history. Read history. The Commonwealth was hugely, hugely wealthy. I think in 1900, it was like 5 British pounds to the dollar. All of these things. And so they had these surpluses. And what did they do? We'll buy ourselves some votes. So that's what they went out and did. And once you get the socialism in your system, it's pretty hard to get rid of. Now Sweden and those countries,
you don't have to look beyond our borders. People who are getting a handout are now figuring out how to live off of a handout. It's halftime. Roll out. We're back with more Hank Vogler after this. Let me take this opportunity to remind you about a free and fed America. In order to maintain that, food is a key. Property rights is a must. That's why you go to protecttheharvest.com to be empowered. Welcome back. Trent Luce alongside Hank Vogler. He's checking in from White Pine County, Nevada, the newliest elected county commissioner. We'll talk about that in a moment. I do want to say thank you to all of the people who last week chimed in and said how much they appreciated Hank walking through his cook's history growing up as a kid in Southeast Oregon.
I just scratched the surface. There's plenty more of them.
Yeah, I got a call from a guy in Alabama this week too.
Uh-oh.
It was all good. I hadn't talked to Eddie for a long time.
Well, his phone's been out. The county was doing something out there and dug up his phone. He was down to his email.
Well, if you have a modern phone, that doesn't happen.
Probably not, but that wouldn't be it now, would it?
Yeah, I want to be more like Eddie Levert.
I know I do pontificate too much, but I try and do my best. But if you look at history, all over the world, I don't care where you're at, there were practically every structure in Europe, in Asia, in Africa was built as a defense, even during hunter-gatherers. Do you think the Pueblo folks built those houses in those cliffs because it was easier than putting them down on the flat?
No, they liked the view.
Yeah, the view so they could see other marauding tribes coming in to steal their food.
Yeah.
So it all boils down to food. And if you control the food, you control the world. The Great Wall of China was not built thinking that someday it would be a great tourist attraction. It was built because of marauding tribes.
Yeah.
Think about it. You know, I mean, everything was done as a defensive mechanism, maybe even against predators. But they, you know, the short-nosed bear or whatever it was, they built those things to protect themselves. So it's insane to think that somehow you can wave a magic wand and it will not, and it will change human nature. And it will not. I'm sorry. It is not going to happen that way.
So what's that have to do with the wall around Nancy Pelosi's homestead?
Well, because all the folks that are shooting up drugs in their arms are moving to San Francisco because they're going to have shooting galleries. Where do you think they're going to sleep? Where do you think the 5 million people, they're probably not going to come to find employment in North Spring Valley or in Loup City, Nebraska, or anywhere else like that. They're going to go to the cities where there's handouts. And San Francisco has a few handouts, you know? So you bet.
So it's coming, you know what happened in Illinois last week?
What, they got rid of that goofy mayor in Chicago?
No, but I think there's like 12 running against her in the next election.
Well, that she probably got nine or 10 of them to run. That'll break up the vote to where she'll get back in. Or are they all running in the primary?
Yeah, they are. So Illinois passed the Illinois Family Protection Act, which basically flies in the face. They're trying to say that it's to give some protection against these assault weapons. Well, I read the bill, and it point blank says that kids under 21 can't access a gun. And then they try to gerrymander that around and say, well, if a kid's hunting with their parent, this one has got major teeth. And here, but the reason I'm telling you is not because of the stupidity that the Chicago influenced legislators passed this state initiative. There are 102 counties in the state of Illinois and 74 county sheriffs within the first week of this passing and supposedly becoming law. 74 of the 102 county sheriffs made a public statement that they will not enforce that law because it violates the Second Amendment.
Well, and this is not a multiple choice question. Where do they have the most shootouts? in the state with the most restrictive laws? It's certainly not downstate where the farmers are at. It's in downtown Chicago. You know, I mean, and they want to pass some more laws the laws that already are not working.
They're bragging about a decrease in homicides in Chicago by 14%, and they still have significantly more homicides per capita than any other city in the nation.
Well, but they're making progress because they probably have to order some more ammo. It's, you know, people since all this crap started are buying ammo in huge volumes because they fear what might be coming.
Yeah.
So maybe the shooters in Chicago can't get ammo off of cheaper than dirt or something like that. I
mean, well, that was the other part of it. Gets left out of the equation. Homicides are down by 14%, but burglary and home invasion are all up 70-80%.
Well, if you take everybody's gun away, it makes for a better work environment for the people that are robbing other people. You don't have to worry about a gun behind a door. You know, check out Switzerland. I think you have to go in the Swiss Army. And when you get out of the Swiss Army, you get your pistol and your rifle to take home. I wonder what their murder rate is and what their burglary rate is. I mean, that's not rocket science. Hey, you guys want to go over to Switzerland and see if we can rob somebody? Well, no, they got guns. Let's go someplace that they don't have guns. It's too hostile of a work environment in Switzerland. So, wow, how hard is that to figure out?
I'm pulling up the crime rate in Switzerland, but I'm not sure I can do it fast enough to make it work. They do have some crime, I guess.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm just saying, it's a little tougher deal if you want to be a second story burglar in Switzerland, because you already know they've got a gun. You don't have to wonder.
So this quick search looks pretty credible. Last updated on January 20th, 2023. By European standards, Switzerland has a relatively low crime rate. Most people in the country never come in contact with the legal system. The homicide rate is 0.7% lower than the average of the UK.
And the UK has some pretty restrictive gun laws, don't they?
Yeah, I misspoke. Of the EU, not the UK.
Well, European Union will include them all.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But except the UK.
Yeah.
They pulled out.
So, yeah, I mean, that's not too big of a stretch. And I want to ask you about the chicken deal again for a second, if you would, please,
Okay.
sir. If you've got the virus, can't you just take the chickens that are dying? They all don't have the virus, do they?
No, they
And
do not.
wouldn't you eliminate it by just getting rid of the chickens that tip over? I mean, isn't there a natural resistance or other things like that? I mean, haven't they had avian flu for more than a year?
Yeah, they have several years. And you're absolutely right, but that's not the approach the USDA takes. They destroy the entire flock if there's one positive.
Well, it puts them to work, I guess. You know, I mean, I told you about the deal with the scrapie in the state of Nevada. We haven't had a
Yeah.
scrapie case in a gazillion years, and we still have 6 or 7 more years to go before it's considered safe. And other states are getting more restrictive. We had 2 goats, I think, over out of Yerington, and that's been it. So it's
And
that's,
how many years?
well, I think it was 8 or 9 years ago.
2 goats 8 or 9 years ago, and yet there are still hoops everybody in this country has to jump through to transport a goat or a sheep.
Yep. And if you go to another state without the tag, at the auction yard, which they're pretty much going to go to slaughter if they're, you know, it used to be if they were over a year age, because the incubation on the scrapie is like 36 months. So you got to have an ear tag or they'll charge you another $5 a head for bringing them across the state line. Just, I mean, it's just, well, I donate heads for, we freeze the heads off of sheep that we butcher to eat, and I save the heads for the state veterinarian. So,
And you
you know,
submit them for scrapies testing.
yes.
That's part of a state surveillance program.
Well, hopefully to get us off of the, you know, it's kind of like the old Bangs deal to get you
Yeah.
scrapie free status. So.
Well, there's so much nonsense in this. When I was at the Pennsylvania Farm Show 2 weeks ago, they have sheep, goats, and cattle. The breeding animals had to have a rabies vaccination, a $20 rabies vaccination. And I interviewed the vet at the show, and I said, "What do you do if somebody shows up with a breeding ewe that has not been vaccinated?" "Well, we vaccinate it." I said, "Wait a minute, wait a minute. You show up at the show, you haven't had a vaccination. And in order to get in the show and commingle with the other animals, you give it a vaccination on the spot." "Yes." I said, "How long does it take for the vaccination to actually do build any immunity and work?" "Minimum
Wait.
14 days." "Yeah."
Oh, I was wrong.
"Yeah." "Oh, it gets better. If you had a market animal, because there's a withdrawal on the vaccination, if you have a market animal, you don't need to have a rabies vaccination in those animals, and you can commingle them in the same pen." Hank, what part of this makes sense to anybody that understands immunology? We got to take a break.
Well, I
Hank
think it
Vogler.
just goes to
We'll
show how much influence Tony Fauci has, I guess.
be back with the last segment. Roll right after this. Stupidity, that's what it is. And let's talk about the opportunity to be a part of the branded beef program called Certified Piedmontese. Get more details at LoneCreekCattleCo.com or go directly to the retail site, CertifiedPiedmontese.com. Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Luce alongside Hank Vogler. Can't believe bringing up Tony Fauci on this program.
Well, you know, that's when they break me over the coals about the sheep, about shipping fever, pneumonia, and how it's so, you know, they their sheep all die off because bad winters or the lions chase them into the ground. And the next thing you know, they tell me that some of the wild sheep came down and gotten my sheep. Well, that's male bovine fecal matter. We have to tie up the white dogs to introduce our own rams because the dogs know that they weren't there before. Everything about it, everything about the disease, they have traced it, they've done everything, but it's been a great tool to get rid of the sheep industry in favor of the wild sheep industry. Or whatever their motives are, they use that. And of course, when I said, "Well, what did the necropsy come out when you shot those that you and that ram that supposedly got in my sheep?" Oh, by the way, and they had to find a ewe that was shedding the virus. Or are you saying that all my sheep are a walking disease? I mean, all of these things absolutely add up. And I said, well, "Who's your veterinarian?" Tony Fauci. They didn't think that was funny. I kind of got a kick out of myself. So
I can't figure out why you don't have more friends.
Well, I'm working on it. You know, it's not that I need anger management. Everybody's just got to quit making me mad.
So, yeah, the whole thing. You know, I stopped vaccinating all pigs October 18th, a year ago, a year and a half ago now. My pigs have never been healthier.
Well, you just don't know. I mean, why do most of the vaccine bottles say look out for anaphylactic shock? We branded 30 calves one day, and five of them died within 15 minutes of being vaccinated. Yeah. And we sent off all the samples, and nothing was conclusive, or at least nobody admitted anything conclusive.
When did that happen?
Last spring.
Oh.
Tail end little branding. Cows right there in the field. You know, I mean, there was no stress on them at all. Separated mm-hmm. their mommies off. And actually, six of them died within an hour. Some of them walked out of the chute and fell over.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's some things in the works. I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm doing this project. I'm talking about on livestock. I'm doing this project because I just want to see. I think I can build a herd immunity and keep my herd closed and have the right biosecurity and do all of these things through management and not rely out on vaccines at all. But with that said, last week on Friday, my Trent on the Loose TV program was with Joel Harris. And Hank, I think there's something brewing that is very dangerous for all of us, and not only livestock producers, but everybody who appreciates the products produced from milk, meat, and eggs of animals. And that is that in the last 2 weeks, the acceleration of people concerned and talking about, you know, Bill Gates is going to develop an mRNA livestock vaccine. Well, I got news for you. Harris Vaccines did that 10 years ago. mRNA pack of vaccines in the swine industry have been used for 10 years. I have no concern about the mRNA technology. What I'm concerned about, and for those that may not know, the way that a vaccine has historically been developed is you take the actual virus, you culture it, you build immunity, or you take the virus, you spread it, and then you use a portion of that to go into your vaccine, and then you give a vaccine to an animal to so that the immune system is exposed to that toxin, and then it develops an immunity. That's the concept behind a vaccine. But you had to have the actual virus through fecal matter, through blood, or through saliva to literally culture and build that vaccine to make it work. What mRNA technology does is that it takes the genetic code of the virus, so you don't have to actually possess the virus. You just take the genetic code, and then you build a vaccine based off of whatever that genetic code is, because it's been sequenced. Now, it does open you up to altering that genetic code, but the truth of the matter is that if somebody had a nefarious intent, they could alter what they were doing with the old way vaccines were created. So what I see happening, Hank, and I think it's worth spending a lot of time on, is that there are people who were reluctant or absolutely would not get a jab for COVID, and they don't want any part of that vaccination. And now people are and that segment, by the way, are all meat eaters. The people who would not take the jab because they were absolutely opposed to it are meat eaters. They're not tofu vegetarians. They took the jab and are very compliant. So what I think is happening is the people that were not touched by Bill Gates and et al. Big Pharma, they're trying to deter them from consuming animal products because they're planting this seed that the vaccine danger is going to come through the meat and through the eggs and through the milk. I think this is a very dangerous precedent that's being set, and we have to really be open about this discussion, or we're going to all be in trouble.
It all goes back to, just statistically, the earth does not have enough arable land to everybody go to a vegetarian diet. So, again, Brad, Biff, Buffy are not going to be affected. But the rest of us, great unwashed and the poor, and all these poor devils that are coming from all these other countries to escape to the place that's supposed to be the Nirvana, Valhalla, they're the ones that are going to choke first. And then there will be riots. I mean, you talk about, did anybody read what they did in the French Revolution? They were not cutting the heads off of the peasants, ladies and gentlemen. It was the peasants cutting the heads off of the royalty. I mean, it doesn't quite work out the way they've got it planned any more than modifying the virus at the Wuhan lab. They're having to build huge morgues, huge crematoriums. They are absolutely in trouble over there. That virus has made a complete circle, and there are strains of it that's getting the old people. And just like the rest of the world, whose population has gone down by having fewer kids, they're wiping out the old people, which I am a member of the old people. So it's even scarier for me.
Where do old people begin? At what point do you enter that club? I want to know.
Well, in China, you could retire at 50. And France right now is having a blow up because Macron, ferme la bouche, like Macron. That means shut your mouth. But anyhow, he wants to raise the retirement age to 64, and they're having riots in the streets. The Peruvians are out in the streets. I mean, there's some really interesting things going on around this world, and it's all based on somebody trying to tell the great unwashed that they need more rules and regulations, and people are not liking it. So,
yeah,
exciting times.
Did you know that there was a loose that was instrumental in the French Revolution?
Really?
Well, I read that.
Was he greasing up the guillotine, or was he pulling the rope to raise it up?
I wasn't there, but somebody just out of the blue one day forwarded to me some history about the loose that was involved in the French Revolution, and then there's even a town called Loose in France.
Well, and the good news is he survived because you're here. So, so he was on the
Well,
right side of
no,
that dynamic.
that does not necessarily mean he could have procreated before the event.
Oh, well, anyhow, I just trying to throw you a bone, throw you a bone, kid.
And I didn't want any tie to France. I'm just saying that's not really what I'm going to be bragging about.
Yeah, I mean, how did we all get here? And what does human nature include? And it certainly includes self-preservation and people wanting stuff, whether it's a better bow and arrow or a cuter lady to take home to your cave. I mean, it's whatever it was, it's in our mitochondria, and it's not in one over the other. And all the discrimination is something that is taught. You do not hit the dirt and immediately go, well, I don't like Swedes. No. If you're a Norwegian, you've been fighting for a few years across the border. It's a learned behavior. And when you promote somebody for any reason, not by their merit, but by their race or whatever, that is racist.
Yeah.
So we have racists in reverse right now, that we're exalting people that are not getting it on their merit. They're getting it on their skin color or their last name or whatever. And it's not right.
So this is not tied to the French Revolution, but the Battle of Loos took place from the 25th day of September to October the 8th, 1915, in France on the Western Front during World War I. It was the biggest British attack of 1915 in the entire World War I, and the British, for the first time ever, used poison gas with the first mass engagement of the new army units.
Now I'll be
There,
darned, mustard
and that,
gas.
yep, and it happened in Loos, France. We've successfully journeyed down the road, connecting food producers to food consumers. For Hank Vogler, I'm Trent Luce. Both of us reminding you that all roads do lead to a roll route. And finally today, I want to talk about the Wall of Honor, creating the opportunity to say thank you and pay tribute to those individuals who've sacrificed so much for our communities, the veterans, the first responders, thewalloofhonor.org. Full details and how we can bring this to a bigger spectrum around the nation. I also want to say thanks to all of those who have showed up at the High Plains Cattle Supply Pig Roast. I appreciate the pictures, the videos, and the sentiments. It's good to know how to feed people right. Okay, I produced the pig. They cooked it. High Plains Cattle Supply. Thank you.